From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life. And this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I have said, the one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me. From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Merry Christmas. And I come to you to bring the good news that chocolate season does not end with Advent. It continues through Christmas season. So I'm sure many of you will be rejoicing over that. And today is a good news, the good news of Jesus Christ, God made flesh. Why is there so much great joy over this one human being, Jesus, than anybody else in the world? What changed the world for over 2,000 years? The world would be a different place. When we look at it, actually, it's kind of interesting how all the readings developed. Last evening, we read the whole lineage, and I'm sure many people who were sitting in the pews after reading the whole lineage from Abraham and the whole lineage, all the people, why did we name all those people? Well, there are some people in that lineage The kingly lineage. The kingly lineage. They kind of have a shady character to them. Rahab. Rahab. If you remember Rahab, Rahab is the one that held the scarf, that scarlet scarf, out the window at Jericho when the Israelites were coming into the Holy Land. And she was the only one that survived of Jericho because they promised her, the Israelites promised her they would not kill her because she helped them out. Rahab was a prostitute. Wow. That's part of the kingly heritage, that prostitute. Ruth was a pagan, of course, by Israelite standard. Nobody had anything to do with a pagan. And even the wife of Uriah. The wife of Uriah. You notice in this lineage, they don't even say her name, Bathsheba. You know, Solomon's mother. They don't even mention her name. Why? Because King David had an adulterous affair with her and had Uriah killed to get her. Wow. Pretty shady bloodline, isn't that? Pretty rough stuff. And even when you look into the midnight mass, and even the mass at dawn, talked about the shepherds. Oh my goodness, the shepherds. A lot of people don't know this history of the shepherds. We think of these shepherds as loving people. Anything but that. Actually, when Jesus talked about the shepherd, the good shepherd, he was contrasting between the bad shepherds. The shepherds at that time were not really good people. They had to work 24/7 out in the field protecting the sheep. That means literally beating the wolves away and anybody else who would try to take them away. They had to be pretty rough and tough people. 24/7, you got your staff, and that staff isn't just for walking around. It's for beating people with, beating the dogs and other animals with. I mean, they were rough. They couldn't get to the synagogue. They couldn't get to the temple. And all, you imagine this, they're raising these sheep, and they couldn't offer sheep because they had to be in the field protecting the sheep that were going to be offered. They couldn't get to the temple to be purified. And actually, in the Aramaic language, at that time, shepherd was like a derogatory comment. It's like vagabond. They're a vagabond. They're actually known to be the ones who were stealing from people. Anybody who's walking on the roadway outside of the cities, they would steal from them. They would rough them up and steal whatever they had. These were shepherds of the day. They were pretty rough people. You look at all these people that came to see Jesus, and even the Magi. Magi? Man, they were the lowest of the pagans. You know, they believe in astrology and all this other stuff. They would put curses on people. Here you got three Magi coming to see the child Jesus. Whoa. I mean, this would raise some eyebrows in the Jewish community. And at the same time, it's actually the midnight mass, Jesus is rejected. Here, Joseph and Mary are trying to find a place to stay for that Jesus to come. And they reject him. House to house. I mean, that's why the Hispanic community does the posadas. And they celebrate the posadas, celebrating, and they actually go house to house, and they say no until the last day, on Christmas Day, they welcome them. And the only person that did welcome them, he said, okay, fine, you can just go stay in the barn. Go stay with the animals, you know, where they eat and sleep and all that, and I'll be over there to pick up the shovel and scoop all their stuff out. Wow. Here we got the chosen people, won't even allow them into their house. And the vagabonds, the shepherds, the magi, they are let known the great mystery of God. God is with us. This is the awesome gift that we have. That the vagabonds, that the shady lineage, that Jesus had is there. You see, God comes not just to save the white sheep, but he came to save the black sheep, those who are outcast, the poor, the downtrodden, those who are left out, the sinners, and the big sinners. God has so loved the world that he came to be with us. This is good news for us vagabonds, us sinners, us who can't seem to get anything right. God still comes for us. And he comes not just as this big person with authority. He comes as a little baby. Now, he's a little heavy on this one. We have this little baby here. God came as a little baby. He didn't come with a lightning bolt. He didn't come with a hammer. He didn't come with anything like that. He came as a little baby. Now, what do you do with babies? And you ask any grandma, they know what to do with a baby, right? They hold them, kiss them, play with them. That's what we do with babies. That's what kind of what babies are for. We hold them. Imagine this. The shepherds, the vagabonds. You imagine? They probably got a chance to hold the baby Jesus. These rough people got to hold Jesus. The Magi maybe even had a chance to hold the baby Jesus. Wow. How many of us are sinners? And yet, God still comes. And to realize that God wants to be held by you. He wants to be in your arms too. It wasn't just for those people. He came for us all. And when you hold a baby, how do you usually hold a baby? Usually I'm holding him out like this. Usually he hold them in, right? Like this. And what do they usually do? They usually put their arms around you too, don't they? God wants to be held by you and wants to hold you. That's why he came into the world. That even despite our sins, no matter how many sins we've committed, God still wants to hold us dear to him. And him dear to us. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. This is why we rejoice in Jesus Christ. This is why we give ourselves to him totally. Because this baby, the one who wants to hold us, the one who knows every sin we would ever commit and wants to embrace us, also set us free. Free from our regrets. Free from all the things we've done in the past. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our King. How gracious is this Savior.